This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 207 of the Fully Geek Pod.
I got the right number, Yeko? Yeah, man.
Wiki, what's going on, man? Then how's things going? Oh, sorry, Rich. You got me, the one Nate.
You got the one Kel.
Richard.
Last but not least, Merv.
Yes. All right. So
Merv, so hold on. Sorry. You know, I've known Merv for years now, yeah. Never ever asked him. The famous warrior, where is that from?
That's what my surname means, man.
Serious, Louis.
Yeah. Louis.
Lay up his government.
Sorry, it's Francais. I forgot.
All right, man.
He's from a Francais island.
No one's after me.
Louis. So Louis means the famous warrior, seriously.
Yeah, or famous warrior or famous in battle. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's your surname in KO?
It means something from God. Hold on, I'll tell you. Give me 2 seconds. You look at your thing. What's yours?
I have no idea.
Mine's. It doesn't.
Nobody asked.
Like, Nate asked you. Nate just asked you, fool. Mine's like a. So we translate straight. Literally, it means you cannot buy chieftaincy. You cannot buy chieftaincy. That's okay. What it means. You cannot buy chieftaincy. So when you break it down, it's like if that town and that town are fighting over this one king, we don't have to fight over that king because we're already kings. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Rich. Rich is the biggest guy in ever. I know. He doesn't know nothing about him.
But you know what?
About his culture.
I know it's the name of an Anglo-Saxon.
Shut up, Anglo-Saxon. That's what I'm talking about.
I swear that I just googled it and it just come up there, and I thought, wow, what? That's why I was looking at it back. I was thinking, raw. I thought, no.
Oh, Marley,
your name is from the Northern Village in Ghana.
Guys, man, you should know your names. You should know your names.
No. Unfortunately, I don't. So it is what it is. But obviously, now Marley Marsh joined, we can move over to him to find out what his name fucking means. Oops, I swore.
Language, bro.
I apologize.
And my first name is Sea Friend as well, by the way. Just to add
Sea Friend.
Yeah, just to add 10 points. Yeah.
Oh, so that's how
chilling with the girls. Basically, I'm Aquaman, isn't it?
All right. So, my surname means all knowing.
All knowing. Was it Spanish or something?
Nah, it's of a Latin origin.
Okay.
And my first name means gift from God.
Just
letting you know. Marley Marl! What's going on, my brother?
What's going on, boys? What's happening?
I'm not happy with you, Marley Marl.
Listen. I watched this podcast.
Nah, I'm not happy with you, man.
And I just hear a bit of man just chatting and shit. Nate, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you, Nate.
No, I'm not happy with you, bro. Nah, man. Straight, man.
Love you guys. Hi, how is everyone?
Nah, man. Straight punishment.
You can see Marlon shaved his top.
Oh, no, I
know
it's that
shit. I thought I'd back you up on that thing the other day, you know?
Sorry, man.
It was winding me up a little bit. I thought, you know what? It's itching my nose a little too much right now.
So we say, Marley Marl, how was the annual leave, bro?
Yeah, it was good, man. It was all right. I just needed a couple of days away, you know?
Yeah.
Apologies, but like I literally booked it on Saturday night and then we went Sunday. So
still enough time to pay us.
Sorry.
It's cool, man. But you had a good time.
Yeah, man, it was good.
Went to a lot of
Sorry.
You went to a lot of coffee shops?
A few.
Yeah, one or that. Just with who?
Mike Tyson. Oh no, just a
couple. Tyson one's supposed to be good though.
Yeah, it's all right. So they said we missed him by like 2 days. He was in the shop 2 days ago. But yeah, no, it's nice, man. Nice little trip. We should do it. You don't have to do the coffee shops. There's lots of stuff to do over there.
Kel wanted to know who you went with.
Just my cousins. Two of my cousins.
Okay. He didn't leave us for girl.
No. They just got their passports. They've literally never left the UK in their lives.
How old are they?
43, 44.
Nah, you know, it's so common, though. It's so common.
It's mad. So, like, my cousin.
So you said, first things first. Let's go.
It wasn't
I know where to go.
I want
to
go. We've been talking about this for years. Let's do it. So I was like, all right, cool. I need a break.
Flight's probably quick as well. So it's like 48 minutes.
It was 4 hours on the train.
Oh, you went on the train.
No. All right. So, Molly Marl, let me ask you about that. Because what it was, a couple of the boys then were like, oh, yeah, Nate, we're going to go down. All right, cool. They chat shit to me. I don't care if this is the pod, yeah? They've been talking about this for ages. Like, everyone's got permission. I say permission. Everyone's told their better halves. We're going down. Everyone's cool. Everyone's been given the green light. One brother says, I don't like flying. So we said, all right, cool, we'll do the train thing. Then they flopped on the train thing. I'm now saying, I'm not going with you, man. You lot along. You've lost the privilege of me going to down with you, man. What's the train thing like, though? Because I wanted to go on the train if I couldn't go, if we weren't flying.
Right.
Is it all right? Is it calm?
It's all right. It's a little hitch up, but...
Hitch? Well, like a normal train or even more hitch up?
Like a normal train. Like, it's not as bad as a plane seat.
Are we talking like...
They got Wi-Fi on the train. It's kind of...
Okay.
Are we talking like the old Metropolitan line? Or better?
Eurostar.
You got two seats either side, but then some of them have got a table in the middle.
Yeah, that's the one we had. That was poor, to be fair. Because
is it?
There's a table there and then you've got people's legs in front of you. Like, I'd rather sit like how the planes are, to be honest. But I'm kind of long. Pause.
Oh, so there's other people sitting there on the table?
Yeah, yeah. Only there's three of us, so there's only one other person there.
Oh, he's got random guy. Sitting there. You've
got to try and put your legs out on the aisle and all that. Oh my
God. Go away, man. Go away.
So what is it? It's a one stop thing.
Buy your coffees, buy your. Yeah. It was two. Brussels, Paris, and then. No, yeah. Brussels.
Or Paris, Brussels, damn.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a script. I got to Amsterdam, got home, and then he texts me the next day that he messed up and brought some hash with him.
As everyone
hash to Amsterdam and then brought it back home.
The same hash?
Yeah. So I don't know what they're checking.
No, but to be... I came back from Dan once. Like, it's a random story. So I came back from Dan once. I went there for a stag do. And then they had this thing, like, where you kind of go through this double screen. So it looks like they blow air and it's like some extra security thing, whatever. So anyway, we get from Dan to London. And then it says, nothing to declare... And then there's another one that says from EU. So I stood there because I didn't know which one to go through, innit? Because like, I came from Europe, but I've got nothing to declare. So I ended up asking one of the people at the airport, like, which one do I go through? And then they started asking me bare questions, like, where you come from? I said, oh, damn. It was like, oh, what are you doing there? I said, oh, I stag do. They said, where's everyone else? I turned around, everyone was gone. I said, I don't know where everyone's gone. And anyway, I was like, cool, they just let me go through. So I've gone through now. Bear the man them outside, yeah, yes, bruv, save for that, love for distracting the people, then.
What?
What? Oh, I was trying to, bruv, every man's bringing back stuff and trying to look like me. I was part of a cold conspirator, bruv. I was just coming
was
home.
Was that a flight? Was that a flight?
That was a flight.
Okay, because it's a bit mad, because last time I went on the train, when we came back to London, we had to go through, like you just said, customs and all that. So on this occasion, I said to them, like, when the train stops, no stopping. We need to run and get in front of all these people because it's long. Bro, we rushed to the customs thing. Why is there no customs? It's just way out. It's outside.
It's frosting, isn't it?
Obviously, they've changed something, but yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me in Dominica, you know. I went to customs, yeah. There was no customs, man. I said, I think we're supposed to hand in the form. So I was going, just go through. I said, I don't know if I can. I don't know if we're allowed. Because you have to tell them where you're living. I waited about 5 minutes for the man to come. I gave him the form. He looked at me like, bro, you really want me to do work? And then he just looked. He said, all right, cool. Just go through. But you know, like, I don't know these things.
Yeah.
I know you can just go to the next man.
Instead of going to Ghana as well, you got to do that. You got to fill out some...
Yeah, some form, like where you're going to stay and all them stuff.
Yeah, how much money you're holding, all that nonsense.
Yeah, you can't come there with more than 100,000 and all this.
Yeah.
I got stopped in St. Lucia. Even got given a Stanley knife as well to open up my son's case. It's like, like, yeah, it's mad.
Did you open up on that?
All these medical, like, she looked at it, she's like, whoa, like, you could go through, innit?
Okay, they realized they made a mistake.
Yeah.
After you done bust up your suitcase.
Yeah. Oh, to be fair, it's only like a couple of seconds more, it was in the car, innit?
I don't know if you've ever seen them people. I don't know if it's obviously like maybe.
Why couldn't you just use the key?
No, it wasn't a suit. It was like a trunk, innit? It's like a case with and it had cable ties on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen them. Maybe it's just me because I watch decrepit things like where basically like you see these women that are going through like customs and that, and then their custom people always open up their suitcases like, what are you doing? But they always have one of their little friends in there, like because they got them like you know them friends there. What I'm talking about, the ones that move. Them friends there.
Okay, yeah,
and then, the person always picks it up and go, oh, sorry, my bad, and puts it back in a suitcase and zips it up.
I really thought you were talking about a proper person, you know.
No, I'm saying as in, sorry.
Some contortionist.
No, I was just trying to know that. I'm trying to keep it PG, innit?
Yes.
But anyway, sorry, we've all introduced ourselves. Who's this MM guy?
Molly Ma, you already know.
Okay, thanks for introducing yourself.
Okay, it's that guy.
All right,
Rich, well, all I got was my moustache. Yeah, no, hello, no, it's been a long night.
I can't see the moustache. Why did you shave it off? What happened, man?
It was itching his nose, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
There was nothing there, Merv.
Why are you trying it? Just for the pod, I'm like this now. Yeah. Everyone good, though? It's been a while.
How are you? What are you saying, brother? What are you saying, man?
All good, man.
You sound a bit low, man. Wow.
Do I?
That's better.
Start playing with the mic. All right, guys, how's your week's been? How's your weekend been? I know the weather's been up and down. It was, to be fair, actually, we had torrential rain last week. That wasn't nice.
This weather's confused, bro. It's hot.
This weather's mad, bro.
It's confused, bro.
Yeah.
Right. Just think about when we used to go back to school after the 6 week holiday. When was it ever this hot?
Yeah.
Now,
sometimes you might be.
There's always leaves on the floor going to school, jumping on them. Remember that?
Yeah, conkers.
From next month, I reckon. Like, it starts the whole leaves falling off the trees and the conkers and all that stuff.
But to me, that felt like it was in August, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, September for me has always been cooler, I suppose.
Yeah,
like, it's never been hot for me.
Obviously, you're a man. Sorry, happy birthday,
Bert. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
So, as a man that's birthday's always been in September, as it's from growing up, do you remember it being warm, cold, miserable? Like, for example, my birthday's June. I tried to have barbecues, but somehow it always kept on raining on my birthday. So I just stopped doing barbecues.
I can't really remember a rainy birthday. Okay. But this one's been the hottest birthday I've ever had. Right. So
yes.
I'm hoping.
It was hot. I think I wore shorts on that day, to be fair.
Rich, it was any clothes weather, basically.
Yeah. Rich, have you left shorts alone yet?
Bro, I'm wearing shorts. I chopped up to school with shorts today, bro.
Good. So I like to hear. I know Rich is a man that will do shorts most of the year, to be honest. I respect. Yeah.
Standard.
And big up the brother in the comments that always comments on Richard's hat.
Jeez. You know? Stylish cap, you know, you done know.
Yeah,
got rid of cap. Jeez,
in comments every week. Same comment. Shout him out.
I love it.
All right, guys, what's been going on? I know we still got a little bit of wahala about my man. He's been doing was doing the inappropriate touching and all of that kind of stuff.
What's about?
Apparently, it's gone now. The police have now got someone has filed a complaint with the police. If you live in Enns, obviously, if you don't live in London, you will probably not know what this is. But we have the Blackwall Tunnel, and the Blackwall Tunnel is a tunnel that connects
south to east London.
It's not east to southeast London, but it's like one of the major ways of you getting from to south of the river. You've either got to cross one of the bridges, like. London Bridge, Tower Bridge, those kind of bridges, but a lot of them come with congestion charges. The alternatives, you go through like Rotherhithe Tunnel or the Blackwall Tunnel, But I understand, Kel, you were saying about Blackwell Tunnel going to start charging to go through.
Yeah, man. From 2025, what I think it is, you're going to start putting a charge. You get like a toll, like a Dartford Bridge.
£4 max.
Yeah, bro. Like,
was it £4 max, you say?
Yeah, £4 well, for a normal vehicle. SUV sort of thing. £4 max. I don't know what that means.
No, I think it's vehicles, isn't it? So like,
yeah, no, but on the carpet it said £4 max.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
and this is because they want to build a new tunnel, yeah, or the Silvertown tunnel, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's simply just a piss take. Like, they don't want anyone going anywhere within London driving a vehicle without you paying for it. That's what it's down to at the end of the day.
And I swear, remember the Dartford Queen's Bridge?
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth Bridge. And like, we was only supposed to pay for that to pay off the bridge. It's like that was paid a long time ago.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they put it up as well. Like, it's crazy.
And this is what I'm saying, like, this whole new silver tunnel, whatever they're gonna build, yeah. So all this road tax we're paying, all this
there you go.
All these taxes, all this nonsense that we're paying. Where's that going?
ULEZ,
you get me. Congestion charge. You can't use that. You can't use all that money to do this tunnel.
Well, do you know? You know the congestion charge. Shout out my dad. My dad apparently went on. He didn't realize the congestion charge also works on a Sunday. So he's going to go visit someone. He's come back. He obviously doesn't know to remember to pay. My dad don't like them kind of things. He comes back. Letter. Yeah, and you don't pay your congestion charge. Yeah, how much do you reckon the fine was because he didn't pay his congestion charge?
18,
right. £90 if you pay within 14 days, or it's 180 buff.
No way,
bruv.
Nah, they're taking liberties.
The deadline was today, so you know, before the pod, I had to make sure I pay it, innit? Because my dad came and dropped off the money, and I knew if I didn't pay it today. And it doubles, I got to pay that the £90 extra.
Yeah,
the £90. Yeah, that's done it. Well, but he gave it to me full time. 90
was congestion Saturday and Sunday.
Isn't it? Do you remember COVID? COVID, it was COVID, Monday to Sunday, 6 till, like, all the time, basically, 6 till 10. Yeah. Then they do it now. So it's Monday to Friday, a certain time, whatever, normal 6 till 6 or whatever it is, or 7 till 6 time. Then on Saturday and Sunday, I think it's 12 to 5.
I did not know that, bro.
Yeah, bro. So even on a Sunday, you go there, boom. You either got to go first thing in the morning or late at night. I don't even know how this congestion charge is supposed to be helping anybody.
Thank you.
No.
Or even...
They're going to start charging... I heard they're going to start charging electric cars as well now to go through. There's no, like, electric cars are free.
Yeah, I did read that somewhere as well. They're going to charge
electric cars. So it's like,
all that faff around it. You all got to be driving electric cars. You all get charged. You all get... It's all nonsense, bro.
But do you remember you used to pay less money because of the carbon emissions from your car?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's when everyone started buying diesel cars because it had low carbon emissions and people were driving...
Correct.
One series and paying no tax because, like, their cars were zero carbon dioxide or whatever. So then all the new cars that came out obviously were made and gave out less carbon emissions. But the government said, oh, damn, we're not going to get any money. So then they put a blanket ban. Any car that was made from this year just pays this amount of money for their road tax, regardless of whether your car is clean, fit, anything. That's just a joke, bro.
It's all a scam, man.
Cyclists will get a net for it.
Yeah, but the thing is, because they know no one's going to do anything about it, they get away with it. Like, the people are stronger than the government. If we all just stood up and said, no, we're not doing it, this petition, get 100,000 signatures, no one does it. We just talk about it and then everyone pays. So
No, but it's not about a petition. It's about not going through that tunnel.
It's just an example, I know.
The only way the government are going to feel it is if we don't use it, and
that physical loss of money, isn't
it? Yeah, they're going to be burning. They're going to be burning, 100%.
I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. So I got this music production stuff, and I bought all these plugins, and then the company came out and said, after next year or whatever, next couple of months, you're going to have to pay subscription monthly for the plugins you've already paid for, which doesn't make sense, as you would know, Rich.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're telling me I've got to now pay £15 a month for something I've paid £300 for. So yeah, the community came together and rubbished the company, and they came back a couple weeks later saying, you know what, sorry about that, we're reverting back to the old way. Because everyone got together and said, we're not dealing with that, we're going to leave the company then. I don't know how you do that with cars, but yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but no, we have this thing down in North London called LTNs, low traffic neighborhoods. Yeah, and what it was, they introduced them, for example, in Harringay, they've introduced them in Tottenham, like all these different places, so you can't go down certain roads. A couple of them have got like plant pots in the middle, some of them have got just cameras that can see where you're traveling and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then they charge, if you go through it, they fine you like a stupid amount of money, whatever. So Harringay introduced them. And what they said, because they make the neighborhood safer, all this nonsense, yeah? And then what they did is they said, oh, we're going to do this for 18 months, yeah? And after 18 months, we'll relook at it and see if it's, like, worth it. So at first, everyone did, like, protests, strikes, stand in the middle of the road, all that stuff, yeah? But then what happens is everybody gets used to it. So everybody learns to just adjust their times accordingly. So instead of leaving with 5 minutes to go, you leave with 12 minutes or whatever. Sometimes you're stuck in traffic. But you know that if you've been there doing it for a couple of weeks, whatever, you know how it works. So by the time it gets to the 18th month, none of us are going to complain anymore because we're all used to it. And yeah, that's, I feel, mm-hmm, what the government does with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it allows us, like, we just get used to it and then that's it.
Yeah.
It, even just last week, they announced they're going to, because, you know, they initially agreed to stop all new petrol and diesel cars to be from 2030. And that's when they kind of told all companies, we no longer accept any new diesel cars or petrol cars. But they extended that because they realized it was unrealistic. But eventually, when that comes in, what's everyone going to do? They'll force everyone to electric cars.
Yeah, and but we don't have the capabilities in this country to run on electric cars.
Mm.
As in, for the majority, we don't have enough. Electric cars are not efficient enough for electric cars all the time. Yeah. The fact you've got to plug it in every day, coming like mobile phone, and you know what happens with every day when you plug your mobile phone in. A couple weeks later, like a couple months later, your mobile phone, it doesn't have the same productivity it used to have. Yeah. It don't hold its charge as well. And that's eventually what's going to happen to those cars. It's not feasible. Obviously, Merv, you have experience of electric cars, yeah? So you know a little bit better than me, but I'm not coming home and plugging my car in every day. What happens if I forget one day?
Boy,
no, but you know what I mean? Like,
will adjust.
What? I'm in the middle of the world with the cars.
TFL it is, mate.
What's that, Carl?
TFL it is.
Oh.
Great travel for London.
No, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind actually taking public transport.
I would.
Easily accessible. I mean, it is in most places, I suppose, but like, I'm talking like literally walking no more than like 10 minutes to a station and just being able to get anywhere I want to go to without ease, innit?
Yeah.
But technically, I can do that right now, actually, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But like, just, I'm like, you know, like we need like a central line that connects from northeast to like north. You know, you have to go through like central London just to go to North London.
But that's not a bit of money because they do it that way, so we pay more.
Yeah.
But
because you have to go back to zone one, zone two,
and then come back. Yeah. It's all part, it's all scam, bro.
No business seeing Oxford Circus just to go north.
Trust me. That's what I'm saying, bro.
And the way they've done it, so, you can't do it any other way. Do you know what I mean?
Because you have to go through central. Yeah.
I remember I used to go from like Enns to Stratford, yeah? And then they would have worked out the time to know if I went into central London to do it or if I caught the overground to go around. You see what I'm saying? That? Because you used to be able to go Highbury, Islington, and Stratford, or whatever. It's all a mess, to be honest. But, yeah, I mean, we sound like moany old men right now. Do you know what I mean?
We are.
Yes.
Oh, we are. Yeah, what else has been going on, boys?
For me, I don't care for their lives. But these new American bully dogs have been banned, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The XL bullies.
Yeah.
It's a weird one. Like, I'm not really a dog person, but in the past year alone, my brother's got an XL bully. And one of my cousins has got an XL bully.
So what's going to happen? If you got it, what happens?
Nah, so what they're saying, basically, I think if you've got it already, all what they're saying is that when you're out on road, your dog just should be muzzled. Yeah? And you should get your dog neutered or spaded or whatever the terminology is.
Yeah, I don't think that's right, saying you should get your dog neutered. To me, that's just like...
What's that?
So basically, so they'll cut off the balls and that.
Or castrate it?
Yeah, castrate it.
Yeah.
So the dog can't reproduce.
That's
but that calms them down. Apparently that does calm them down.
It calms them down.
Yeah, they, no testosterone and all that anymore. No? So they kind of go get docile.
Some dogs are mad cool in it, like whatever. Like, and I guess everyone's saying it's not the dog, it's the owner. But unless you train them owners or you, do you know what I mean? Like, it is no coincidence that it's those type of dogs that are having mad attacks right now. Like, people are probably getting injured.
Well, look, if we look in the past, right? At one point, it was Rottweilers. I don't even remember in the 80s, maybe 90s,
yeah.
Rottweilers were the dogs that everyone said they should ban. They're terrible dogs. Before that, was it Dalmatians?
No, Dobermans.
Dobermans. Dobermans were the other dogs. Sorry?
Dobermans.
It's a German.
Dobermans.
Okay, so everyone was saying those dogs should be banned. Then it was the pit bulls that should be banned.
And I think the B is pronounced like a V because it's German, but anyway.
It was pit bulls. Then it was staffs. Now it's the XL bullies. Look, remember staffs, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't seen the staff in years, man.
Because most of them got
seasoned.
That was like Roadman's startup hat where have a little staff.
Isn't a bully that staff bred with a bulldog?
I think it is.
But look, what they should do is just make it very difficult for you to own one of those dogs.
No, it's a pit bull. I think it's a pit bull and a bulldog. But yeah,
that's what they're going to do. They're going to make it so that it's harder for you to just go out and buy it, spend a grand on a man that said that they've bred it with like a purebred. Because what they were saying, a lot of them have been bred from the semen of this killer dog or whatever.
In America. The American bully.
Yeah, this is an American one that was on smoke, yeah? And apparently a lot of these offspring have come from this dog.
They've got all traces of him in it. It's simple as that. Because I don't know if I mentioned it last week or I mentioned it in various different kind of conversations I've had with other people. Like, the amount of people, children-wise, who are breeding dogs in general is ridiculous. Like, everyone's breeding dogs. People that you know, eventually, I know someone breeding a dog. This breeding dogs left, right, and center. That needs to be stopped because they don't understand some of the dogs that they are breeding, right? I think that's a fundamental issue. And two is the owners, just put tighter laws in it. Don't ban the dogs. Make sure they have a muzzle. We proceed.
I'm going to be real, though. Like, I told you, this was a couple of months ago, I think, maybe a couple of years ago on the pod. I was walking first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dog came to me, and the man had the rope. Every time I say my brother this story, my brother laughs. He's like, why do I emphasize the rope? I have to emphasize the rope because it wasn't a normal lead. Yeah, it was a rope, a thick rope.
That is for shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's for shoulder workout.
You're doing gym workout, bam. That's the rope, yeah? Because the dog was coming for me. And if the man didn't yank back on the rope, I wouldn't be here today. Which is what I'm saying about these dogs, yeah? It's cool if you've got an owner that knows how to control the dog. But when this dog wants to switch, there's nothing you can do about it.
But when I see like little kids and the dog's like half their size or towering over them, I'm like, listen, if that dog runs now, there's no way that kid is going to stop the dog. Like,
not a chance in hell. I'm saying to my nephews, you can't walk the dog no more.
Yeah.
You get me? The dog is too strong for you. Like, cool. You have to let one of the adults walk the dog, bruv. Like, it's cool in the house, yeah. But you can't walk the dog on the road. Because when a dog sees it does animal stuff, you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But to be honest, I think most dogs should wear muzzles in public.
I think all dogs.
All dogs should wear them.
Yeah.
In the same way that back in the day, there used to be bare shit when you're walking through the park. You remember, there used to be bare shit on the floor. Yeah? Now, it's less and less. Do you get me? It's rare that you walk in dog mess now.
Yeah, no, back in the day, it was a daily occurrence.
I mean, how many times you gone to school?
Don't bring them in the house.
Bro, you remember how many times you gone to school and one man's going, what's that smell? And you go like, one of them going, oh, I stepped in shit, man. Nothing you can do. That don't happen no more.
You're looking for a puddle, you're looking for grass.
Messed up your kickers, boy.
I mean, like, somebody came to me at gate duty, he goes, sir, I said, Yosuke, he goes, can I go home, please? I said, what happened? He goes, I stepped in dog's mess. I need to clean my shoes. I said, I wouldn't say go and clean your shoes inside, but I felt so afraid of him. I said, just go home. Let me call your mum. Go home, bro. Go and clean your shoes and come back.
Hey. Nowadays, we soldiered it, bro. Like I said, a puddle, grass, you're cool, innit? That's it.
Nice to go home, you know. I never heard of that in my life.
We hadn't got these youths, bro.
I tell you, you know. You've seen them give them memes as well. Born in the 80s.
Man.
Oh, daddy.
Sorry. No, it's real. There's one quick thing. I don't know if you guys saw it. But Richard, not Richard, that used to be do that morning show, Richard and his wife,
Richard Madley?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you saw his interviewing the Guyanese president.
I watched it.
Yeah. So the Guyanese president was saying that how, you know, the whole reparation for slavery and stuff, yeah? And man, Richard started laughing at him, like, well, what do you want? Should give you the palace. Do you want the palace?
Yeah.
And the man's like, well, technically, we didn't help build that palace. You've got our stuff in that palace, but we don't want your palace. Do you know what I mean? But it's the way he just dismissed it. Like, shut up, man. Get over it. Like, yeah. Just get over it.
Yeah. I watched it because they were like saying, oh, so put a number on it. So how much do you guys want to kind of forget about the past? Or do you want a palace? You know, do you want our palace? It's like, and what Kel said, well, we built the palace, so, you know, but you can keep it. We come and visit it when we want to. But yeah, I know that interview was shady. But
very shady.
But what the Guyanese president said, which was good, because he was saying, if you look back in history, how you guys supported Ukraine in the last 2 years, you haven't supported other countries in that in 20 years.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And he was talking about, is it Iraq? Not Iraq, or whoever the US and the UK bombed a while ago, right? They're talking, and he mentioned periods in time where you've supported other countries in the space of 3 or 4 years, and what you've delivered to another country in 20 years hasn't been matched, hasn't been mirrored. So you guys need to get your priorities straight. But basically what he said was, I think it was like a 2-3 minute interview, but it was so powerful.
Yeah.
You know what? Fucking have that. Do you know what I mean? Have that. And
language, Rich, but I hear the passion.
Yeah,
it's rare that I hear passion. I don't usually hear Richard passionate about these kind of topics. So yeah, big up, Rich. Big up.
If it's not Love Island, I've never heard of
it. Oh, get out of here. It was just frustrating. I was like watching it, and I had to watch it again. Because I had to see the body language of Richard and another presenter. I can't remember her name.
And
it was more Richard's, more his kind of like blasé about it. Like,
yeah.
As a joke, what? So how much do you need? How much do you want? Like, you know, it's just like, yeah. But the way the Guyanese president kind of
handled it was good.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
Good. All right. Before we get into Stephen's shows, I don't know what to say about my guy, Joe Dress.
he got knocked out.
He got knocked out, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't know, bro. Like,
You know what? I think every boxer, just like Anthony Joshua, you meet that guy, he just can't beat. Like, Joshua cannot beat Usyk. No matter how you can train for 10,000 years. Like, there's certain fighters when they meet that opponent, they just can't get past. And this Zhang guy. He's got his number.
Yeah, but does that? I don't know. Can is Joe Joyce about to come back?
No.
Of course he can. He can come back. But
oh, in boxing, in boxing in general.
Yeah.
He lost two fights.
No, he can come back. But I mean, we was talking about Joe Joyce should be up there with the big boys.
He was undefeated. That's why he was undefeated.
We made a fundamental mistake by saying that. That's all it is. We got lost in the hype. He
could be just Chisora. It could be the new Chisora, isn't it? Just keep fighting.
He can be a new Chisora. I thought he said beat Chisora. As everyone bloody beat Chisora, bro.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? George is not young, you know. He's like 36 years old.
Yeah, he's like 37 or so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he hasn't got long. He hasn't got long left. So I don't know. I just think this is Zhang. Is it Zhang?
Yeah, Zhang.
This Zhang. He's very powerful, you know.
He's old as well. He's 40, you know.
Oh, is he? I'm not gonna lie. He's very powerful, bro. And he's the biggest Chinese man I've seen.
Probably.
Width-wise, not the tallest man.
But he's thick though.
That's what I'm saying. Pause. He definitely pulls with a thick talk though.
Allow me.
That was wild.
Allow me.
You're going mad. Shout out Spree, you're going mad.
Shout out straight. I haven't finished watching it, but shout him out for the Mega Man interview. It's like 3 hours long, you know.
I haven't
finished watching it, but yeah,
I've seen clips.
Yeah, I've seen the snippets.
Do a shout out as well. To the Lion Animation, they celebrated 10 years. 10 years last week.
Yes,
massive.
Yeah. Big up. So, but explain more, man. Come on, decorate it.
So, the Lion Animation is like a company that my brother, co-founded with his five other animators, and like,
come on, why did he beat himself?
Sorry, Merv. Apologies. That was Merv. You know what I wanted to do there? I apologize. I actually wanted to mute myself. So nuts! I had pause. Whoa!
What?
The cash. Go ahead, man.
Start again, please.
So the Lion Animation is a company that my brother co-founded with other members, and like they've just started as a small animation company doing personal projects, contract work, and stuff. They've come a long way. Celebrating 10 years last week. It was a massive event, really good event. Like 300 people there, just celebrating. It's not something that you normally would see the animators do at all. Do you know what I mean? It's just like an exhibition there, selling merchandise, arcade games, and everything. It was amazing.
You know what? When I saw the clips that Wesley kind of shared around. And what I saw from what you posted and what was on the Lion Instagram, I was like, I was devastated I missed this event. Because I remember when I went to
I've already done Super Turbo Atomic Ninja Rabbit premiere.
Yeah, I loved that. But it was a shame that I came there poor, innit? You know when I came there poor, I wouldn't buy all the merchandise that. I didn't know a man was going to do all of that.
And that's the thing, that one was good as well, and this one, imagine it was like double the size.
Exactly. And the thing is just like I remember I was speaking to someone on Insta because she must have posted, "Oh, I need tickets." So I got some tickets. I must have saw a message late. She goes to me, "No, I've just now got tickets, but my friends want tickets. Can you send it to me?" I said, "Yeah, no problem."
Yeah, because I know that they're free tickets, but they just basically. That quickly, isn't it? It was mad, bro, because I never thought in my whole life I'd be raving to 80s cartoon music, like 80s music, like not just 80s music, like you know, Michael Jackson. I'm talking like Arranger's theme song or Last Dragon. Like it's crazy, bro. Everyone's just singing along to the words. Like, yeah, it's mad.
It is crazy. Like what Wes and the team have kind of put together. I'm still gonna say the story. Yeah, it's me, innit? I told Wes to quit. I remember when we were embarking, and Wes, I was like, Wes, what are you doing upstairs? Like, what are you doing? I'm drawing. I got him, bruv, just quit. Just get a job. I'm going to follow my passion. That's what he said. I'm going to do it. I did not believe him one inch. You know, when someone says, yeah, just keep on, you know, believe in yourself, keep on trying. Bruv, he believed in himself and he kept on trying.
Guys, so what have you all learned from this?
That Richard ain't a good friend.
No, don't listen to Richard. Basically.
Man said, don't do what you want to do. Get a job. Who the fuck? What? Sorry for the language, but
no,
what?
No, but come you on, know brother. What the fuck? What is?
You know, don't try and better yourself. Just go and be a slave, everyone. No, come on.
Richard, the man who cures dreams.
No.
And he even said that I didn't believe in him, you know. No, wow. I hope he doesn't watch this shit.
No, he does watch it. I'm going to send it to him.
I apologize on Richard's behalf, bro.
No, don't apologize because I inspired him to go through.
No, he didn't, bro. He didn't.
What, by telling him to stop and get a job?
He didn't listen to you.
What?
He didn't listen to you. That's all.
No, he listened to me. He was like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to Rich. I'm going to proceed with my dreams.
And that's what you wanted.
But that's what he was doing anyway.
Exactly. No, so it was a reverse psychology attempt. It worked. It's right, fucking 10 years, for God's sake.
When he comes on the pod, yeah, just let us know, Kai.
Reverse psychology. Come on, you guys know this, bruv.
So, but you know what? To me,
no, right, don't defend it.
No, don't defend it.
We've got
to talk about the journey of animation, isn't it?
Because go on, my boy.
Animation is something that not a lot of people, I suppose, think, oh, you draw. Like, they don't understand. Like, people come up to him now and I'm like, I don't get this. What's this about? It's not like a. I'd say it's not like a common or major thing that people like us do. You know what I mean? Well, so it's like when you're with your peers and surroundings and we're like, what are you doing sort of thing? And it's like, you go to an event like that and you're like, whoa. Do you know what I mean? Now I get it. Like, it's crazy.
With all due respect.
Did you ever tell your brother, allow it. What are you doing? Get a job.
No, never, bro. Never.
How many cartoons did we watch in our childhood?
You saw his vision. Exactly. We all grew up on cartoons.
How did people not know what that means? That don't even make sense to me. Like, oh, what do you mean? All the cartoons you watch as a child? Come on. What are we talking about?
It happens, you know.
We all watch DC now. We all watch animation now. I don't get it. How do people not
know?
That's weird.
It happens. It's a weird world that we live in. It's still, people still question it. And it's like, I don't get it.
Where do you think they come from then?
But exactly. I didn't know where they come from back then. It was like drawing. Oh, like, bro, what are you doing?
10 years ago weren't that long ago, though.
Sorry?
10 years ago weren't that long ago, though.
No, but I'm not. It was more than 10 years ago when I said this to him.
Okay, cool. I'm just saying you're still an adult with it.
No, I'm still an adult. But you know when you just think.
So you're saying in your 30s you didn't know how cartoons are made?
No. I just didn't believe in his ability. Reverse psychology worked.
No, even here.
You can't say that.
Anyway, this is not about Rich. This is not about Rich. Big up, Rez. Well done. You get me? It's not about you, Rich. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Where can we see some of this work, though, Merv?
On the line animation. Line animation.
Yeah, we'll put it in the bio, like the link down the bottom. We'll put a link in the bio.
Right here.
I will remember.
And you're seeing some of it now.
Come on.
Yeah, no, definitely. We'll put the link in the bio.
But to be fair, the catalogue of Line is massive, absolutely massive. They've done so much stuff that you would think, like, I can't go on about it. But it's massive.
Just to let you know about some shows that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. Lupin is coming back on Thursday, the 5th of October, with part 3. If you never watched Scandal, Scandal's now coming on Channel 4 streaming. Loki is coming back to Disney Plus on the 6th of October. I know before Merv gave you the wrong information, but it's the 6th of October.
Sorry, people.
There's a new series that starts this Sunday, the 1st of October. Is called Black Boys Can Cry with Alex Beresford. And basically, it's looking about the statistics around mental health issues among Black men. And it's a part of Black History Month, because it is Black History Month next month. Godfather of Harlem, Series 3, I know some of you already watched it, is coming out on Lionsgate Plus on the 6th of October. And there's a new program called Strip that's on Paramount Plus. Maybe that's just something that I would watch. For those disrobing at glitzy clubs in the heart of Las Vegas, stripping isn't just a way to earn money, it's an art form. This series takes us into their world. So it's probably a show that I will watch with Rich, but yeah, just let you know what's going on.
Oh, don't forget, it's out this Friday, Gen V, the spin-off Boys.
Gen V is coming out on Prime Video. It is on Prime Video. The Boys, the one for Boys, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, spin-off, yeah, spin-off.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Speaking of Gen V, when's the new Boys series out?
I'd say probably next year, maybe. Or, don't know, it could be next year even more, but it depends on the writer's strike, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Kind of in negotiations at the moment.
Is the strike still on, yeah?
Yeah, but I think they're having some sort of negotiations.
They had some negotiation thing. I think it came out this morning. They would offer them some deal or something.
Yeah.
Also, is Umbrella Academy coming back? Or did we finish that?
What, the writer's strike, isn't it?
Is that finished? I'm sure.
No, it didn't get cancelled. Funny enough, the black girl in it, because I follow her on Instagram, today on my timeline, she's pregnant. Of course you do.
Because that's what you do. For research purposes, Carl.
For research purposes, she's pregnant, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo.
No, some brother. Some next brother. So, yeah.
All right. Keep it moving. All right, cool. Well, we weren't going to talk about North London Derby because that was dead. So, let's go to TV shows and films. Let's start with a regular Power Book 4, Season 2, Episode 4, The Devil's in the Detail. Thoughts on this episode?
Do you know what? I was watching this week's episode, and I was like, do you know what? I don't see where this is going anymore. I honestly felt I said to myself, I don't know where this is going, and I'm like, I think Tommy's run his course. Is it time for Tommy to go? And then I'll watch right to the end, and it was just like it kicked off a little.
That's what I was thinking. The end problem like made me laugh.
I was like, what the hell just happened? Now there's going to be problems. Do you get what I mean? But like, obviously, again, this week's episode is evolving around, is it Gennard?
Yeah, Gennard.
I honestly do not like him. I do not like his character. I do not like his acting. I don't like anything about him. I think it's absolute nonsense. Again, now everyone knows he's kind of taking drugs, and the number one rule, never get high in your own supply. He admitted killing one of his codees because he shot at Tommy and he killed that little child. So now, is he CBI?
Yeah, CBI.
Yeah, so he's CBI, right? So now CBI have kind of, part of the gangs are all split. So fundamentally, you know what's going to happen? They're going to go to war with each other. Moving on from that, the whole Irish family or Scottish family?
Yeah, the Flynn family.
They just killed the dad, for God's sake. Just kill him. I don't understand why they're making plans to go and kill your dad. Just go and kill him. Don't talk about it. Just go and do it.
But that's the man. That's your dad. It's their dad, isn't it? All right, isn't it?
No, but you know what? Their dad is an ultimate devil, you know?
That's why you have to plan to kill him. You don't start walk up to Zayn's door and be like, hey, like with no backup plan.
Yeah, right. I hear what you're saying, Rich, because I don't think you should plan to kill your dad. Just kill him. Because you know that's going to go wrong with the plan. I also think it's wild.
It has to be one of them accidents, isn't it? Whilst he's just in the room. Yeah.
Let me just do it now and get over and done with. Don't think about it.
Yeah, they're the ones with the accidental passional crimes, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Claudia has to do it as well because the way he just boys are off all the time.
Man. No, but you know what? I don't even like Claudia myself.
You can go as well.
She's just as bad. Not as bad, but she's not a good person at all.
None of them are.
Yeah, but to be fair, I just kind of feel sorry for that the boy
because Vic,
because it's like he loved his girlfriend and then that this kind of all because of his dad and she died I think Gloria told him, oh, go and see what dad's done to the club. Went to the club.
Oh, Claudia told you, yeah.
Yeah, and is it some form of strip bar?
fully disrespected him, you know.
Yeah, of course he did. The dad's got no. The dad's got no respect. Dad's got no respect. Understand why he's still alive, and for the fact that your kids hate you, that's this much passion. He should, again, I said this last week, he should have died in the last season because all that stuff he was getting up to, he should have died.
I'll be watching. He's still sick though, or is he?
Don't really say anything about that.
There's no sickness anymore.
Man's doing backflips and everything.
Man was dying of cancer and all sorts. Oh, no talk of it.
No, I don't think they talk about it.
You got a second season cure, innit?
So, because I can't remember if I watched the end properly. Well, I did watch the right bit. Is Lieutenant the what is his brother-in-law? What happened between them at the end?
Who's Seamus?
Is that the one who went to go and say to the Irishman, like, allow him, give him more time?
Paulie, the brother-in-law,
Did anything happen to him? Or he just said
no, that? He just said, like, you're lucky because you're my wife's brother-in-law.
Wife's partner. And then
you're fired.
I saw the wife come out.
Yeah. And he goes, basically, you're fired, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, he tried to get him.
But I don't think what he did was wrong, though.
No. What he did, it wasn't wrong to us. But it's an embarrassment to him.
Oh, no. He tried to save his life, you know?
Yeah.
Man literally tried to save your life. Said, look, I beg you, give him more time. Don't done his dance yet. Are you going to argue about pride?
Yeah, I know. But...
Diamond, that girl that brought her the son in to come and get the hair.
Oh, Leon's mum, yeah?
Yeah.
You see the other barber? When he started speaking the realest talk, you know, goes, oh, what? You give her the government? I said, this guy knows what he's on. Yeah, he's the man. You know what it was? That was like typical barber talk, like barbershop talk. And I miss it because when I go barbers, it's on appointment basis no more. You know, like back in the day, you used to go in the barbers and just sit there for a couple of hours and just listen to
people talk.
I miss them days. That was like, it was a staple part of the black man's lifestyle.
Yeah, it's proper like, yeah.
Yeah, me to stay all day, go shop, come back. Barber send you out to go get food. You come back. You get me? It was just bare jokes.
Before the filling of my hair, yeah, I used to enjoy that part, man. Let's go there. Bare debates of a football, like this. Yeah, say bets, arguments.
I can't lie. That's where I got most of my football intel, you know, in the barber shop.
I'm saying, bro. Imagine you go to school over the weekend. Yeah, you're talking grown up conversation. You got enough to do with you, you know. Or you're sounding proper because you're saying it with chess.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of girls. I think that Tommy's new girl, the brother, the sister of, not the Serb. Who is the sister? He's the sister of
Garcia.
Garcia. Yeah. Again, I'm not feeling this. Stop talking Spanish, guys. There's no
such I can't unsee that now, innit? Because when you said that last week, I was like, okay, maybe it's not relevant to Bart because they're speaking Spanish without the subtitle.
Bro, they're having big conversations. Like, it's proper dialogue.
I know.
Isn't it? Like they're saying, go and learn.
But do you remember Ghost to speak Spanish? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Man, like Ghost, you know.
I still don't like the police officers, and they got this task force up very, very quickly. They know a lot of stuff. It's too much. They know Tommy's name. They know his whereabouts. All of this is like, if you lot could do crime this easily, why is there still crime?
Yeah. You know, they had enough, innit? They've had enough, and since that girl died, that got shot.
That was the
I think it's one of them ones that are like, you know what? It's balance, isn't it? It's balance.
No, but like, I know why they got the task force, but I'm talking about the ease in which they've got pictures of Tommy, they've got pictures of lieutenants, they've got names, whereabouts. Like, I'm saying, you did this too quickly.
They may have always had the information. They just act upon it now, isn't it?
I don't see none of them talking to snitches on the road. I watched The Wire. Where's Bob? Where's Bubbles, bro? How are you getting all this information?
True. Yeah.
But do you know what? You know, is it Jaynard, right? Do you think the girl that he's sleeping with, she's gonna kill him?
I don't think she'll kill him, but I think she'll rat him out somewhere.
Because I think she's true to the road, you know.
Yeah. Because
you ain't nothing no more, player.
Yeah.
She's proper from Bompton, but he's not the man for her.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah. Because they seem forced. No pun intended.
He's weak.
because I think she goes to him, oh, are you taking something? And he's like, no. But yeah, I think, yeah, you can tell her face went funny. I know she's going to, I think she'll be the one to take him out or something like that. She will be.
I also, one other thing that my pet peeve about this program is that obviously bad man can find love. I'm not saying that, yeah? But too many of these bad men want to find love. Like, for me, that's like Superman. And that's why I can't stand Superman when he comes up with Lois Lane all the time, bro. Why are you letting the world know you've got weaknesses? Yeah, all of these men are the same, bro. Like, they're supposed to be on road making their money. All of them want to have girlfriend and began on dates. Bro, Tommy went on a date to the zoo, bro. Yeah? And then he saw a rival because of the tattoo. He went in the toilet, then ended up murdering him in cold blood. And then coming up, washing his hands, and going back on a date, talking about, I just got a phone call from my family. Can we link up later?
Yeah, even that scene, I was a bit baffled. Like, who is this guy? Who is this guy to Tommy?
No, I think it's his tattoo. It's his they're like...
Rokers, isn't it? That was a gang.
They're like a gang.
Oh, yeah, okay. But they settled their beef, isn't it? But obviously you get the excited ones, isn't it?
Okay. He's the one with the guy in prison, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one in the wheelchair in prison.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Okay, cool. I get that.
Maybe didn't get the memo.
Diamond's getting the police officer shaking him down for money all of a sudden.
Oh, famous. He was in the last season, though.
Yeah, he's at the beginning of the last series. And then he went into the whole program again. And obviously, he's not going to be in the program anymore. So,
I'm mad, you know. I'm actually mad.
Why are you mad? I was actually really happy.
He's so feisty. I needed him to be in at least, I don't know, maybe another 5 episodes and for him to really suffer in it. Because he's so damn rude, bro.
I'm not going to lie to you. I fully don't like him.
Of course, no one likes him in it, but it's just string him along a bit in it just to make him suffer.
Bro, I've got shot in his head, bro.
No, but that was kind of totally out of the blue, because what's Tommy's nephew name again?
D-Mac.
And I know the reason why he went there was to get a haircut. I know, because of that girl.
Where's his dreads? Is he got dreads?
He's still got dreads. Some girl said to him, I don't like, was it untidy dreads or whatever it was? Yeah.
Get a fade.
Man's like, you're not for Nans. Man went to the barber to go get the whole thing shaved off and have a fade.
Samson, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say. Random Nans like that is long. It's long. Also, we need to let JP do more, bro. He's just there. He just comes in from time to time. Tells the world that he's gay and then that was it. What's the point of the character? I don't know what's the point of him.
Bro, JP's got a deeper voice than Merv, bro. Bruv, man is ultimate god, you know.
Blasphemy.
No, honestly. You put him in animation and let him talk, bruv, you'd be shook of him, bruv. I'm telling you. It would be good at
animation. Yeah,
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bruv. Yeah, but to be fair, he does need a better role within this season. Hopefully something kicks off following what happened with D-Mac and shooting Sheamus right at the end. But because that one was totally unexpected. But D-Mac is just excited. He just like your uncle's giving you a route out, isn't it? He's telling you, get your head in the books. Yeah, you're good at maths, concentrate. No, I want to be a road man. He wants it so badly. Boy, you definitely got it, boy.
That was like air commerce film.
That bit was so funny at the end. It was like, when Dima showed me, the way they acted like it was in school, what are you doing, Dima? What are you done? That's the vibe I got from them, isn't it?
Tommy was like, no, it's okay. You're all right. Don't. Tommy can handle him. Do you get me? Tommy's talking to him, so he doesn't spiral.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, man's confessing to things that he's done. So Tommy's looking after him. Do you think we'll see Tariq in this series?
Yeah, I can't see why not.
They might drive to, because you know obviously Tommy.
When Tariq, remember when Tariq and them not escaped?
Tariq, yeah. Yeah. So they might go and find some help. Yeah, I reckon it'll.
Find help.
Yeah, it will. I reckon we'll need to go season 4. The first people.
I'm trying to think what happened. What happened again?
We said
basically everyone just turned against Tariq and Braden. Yeah, like, and they just cut out in it. They cut out in a car.
Remember they got in the car. It was because we got a daughter, and then all of a sudden they were like, yeah, that every man was there in the warehouse.
Oh yeah,
was Lauren there as well?
Yeah, no, Lauren.
Lauren cut out in it.
Don kicked out with the family.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But Effie and Diana were just there in it.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. You're probably right. I can't wait to find out what happens, because I'm just excited, isn't it? Because obviously I can't believe I like Tariq, but I love him, innit? I love who he is and how he's grown.
The most hated character in Power.
Now he's loved. It's like, I think it was his birthday the other day as well. Anyway, allow me.
Oh, we might follow him like that.
No. Instagram. Allow me.
Do us my birthday.
Ahsoka. Ahsoka, those are still watching it. We had episode 6
that came. No, I'm not like it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. This episode's the most weakest episode.
This episode to me wasn't great. As in, when I watched it,
I said, struggling.
What happened again? Like, straight after I watched it.
There's a part, it started watching me, and yeah.
And then Kel didn't rewind it.
No, exactly. I didn't care. I didn't rewind it, yeah.
It's a bit of a mess, to be honest with you. Like, and I think it's cheating as well. Because it's like the fan service, isn't it? Like, basically for me now, the only reason I watched that show is for Anakin Skywalker and Baylan Skoll. I didn't even know it existed. Because, I think everyone's more hyped that Hayden Christian came back to play Anakin Skywalker. But it's not really his show. It's not really his story, you know what I mean? And without that, what have you got? Because Ahsoka's not really, like, Ahsoka's a serious character, you know, in Clone Wars.
Serious, man.
Like, proper, like... And that's the thing. She was actually created in... Like, she came afterwards for Clone Wars. So,
yeah.
Such a good character. So much to go with. And it's like... Yeah, again, like I said last week, Zoya Dawson's a good actress in that, but...
She's not for this role.
They're giving her nothing to do.
Even her fight scenes, you could tell it's rehearsed. It doesn't come natural to her. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, she's not built. Like, I love her and all that, but this role is not for her, man.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, of course, Admiral Thrawn came as well.
Yeah, and Ezra as well.
Yeah, Ezra too, like... And it's mad, because obviously we're only used to seeing these guys in live, in animation. Yeah. So, and Lars Mikkelsen does his voice. So the actor that played him in Ahsoka that does his voice in Rebel.
Oh, is it? What Ezra talking about?
Admiral Thrawn.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, so you got in there. But, like, it's weird. Obviously, he's an older guy anyway and stuff, but it just doesn't look as
intimidating.
Yeah,
exactly.
People that sat up ordered, I saw memes like, COVID, the animated version.
Even when Ezra came out, I didn't care. Like, you know, it was weird. I didn't get no Ezra. Do you know what I mean?
It's weird. You know, the fan favorite for Ezra to be. What's his name? Masood. The one that played Aladdin in the Will Smith one.
He was
fan favorite to play Ezra. I don't reckon that would have worked.
Yeah, I thought you could say Slumdog Millionaire.
No, not Dev Patel.
Yeah. No,
He was originally from Skins.
Yeah. Come on, Nate. That listen. Don't take me back, man. Sick show. Yeah,
but it's in there. I don't know, man. I love Star Wars, isn't it? I'm gonna watch every Star Wars now, but how bad it is. But
no, I'll watch it. I won't stop watching it. I'll watch it. But
I want to be genuinely excited by it.
Yeah,
we've got two more episodes. We've got this week's episode that comes out today, and then the last episode is out next week, Wednesday. So it's 8 episodes.
Yeah, 8 episodes.
So yeah, so I guess we'll see what it's like.
I'll start watching then.
We know. We know. We had a new program, which is a spin-off from John Wick, which was called The Continental, which was on Prime Video.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you put a group?
Yes. I don't even know why we're reading the group. I think we've also, maybe we've got to have two separate groups, you know? We've got to have banter talk here, and then have one like that we've seen.
It's true. Because we miss amongst the banter, it gets lost.
Yeah, we miss things. But I didn't miss it. Bro. I didn't miss it. I watched it. All right.
Anyone else watch it?
Right. I didn't even know about it. But quick question on it: is Keanu dead then? Because I know in the end last film,
this is the prequel.
Oh, okay.
So this is how the
Continental is the hotel that they go to for the coin.
This is how the hotel comes to be.
Okay.
So it talks about the origins.
How Winston comes in power, bro.
Yes. Yeah. The origins. Did you watch it, man? You watched it, innit?
Yeah.
When you first press play, and you look at the runtime, and you're like, nah, bro, this is long, you know, bro. It's a full, what is it, hour and a half?
Yeah, basically it's like a film, isn't it?
It's a film. But it's a three-part series, yeah?
Yeah.
It's three of them, but it's literally a film, yeah? But, so I tried to start watching it when I was tired on Sunday. I watched 7 minutes, and I said, I rolled over, I pressed stop.
Mastery rolled over.
Rolled over, pressed stop, bro. That's what it was. You know, cause I was trying to watch it in bed. I rolled over. I'll be honest with you, when I'm in bed, I just, literally, you know, like, people are arguing me about the remote control. You're sleeping. This time, I'm not even doing that one. I'm not sleeping. My eyes are open. Yeah. I just press stop, hand it over remote. And went to
Why do you do? Why do we do that too? Why? I'm not sleeping, man. Watching it.
This time, snoring.
My one is this. I'm listening to it, bro. I'm listening because I can't lie and say that I'm seeing it. Yeah, because my eyes are closed. I'm saying I'm listening. I'm listening to it.
Ask me a question about it. Then go. Ask me a question about it.
Fully listening. But I literally, I gave them all. I said, I'm not watching it. He said, why not? I said, this is a program that looks like I have to concentrate and I haven't got the energy to do it right now. I watched it the following day and it's a bloody good show.
Yeah. Well, that's, I was going to bail out as well, you know, and I saw the runtime. I thought, I'm on a roll. I've watched literally everything on Friday night. I thought, this has to join the party, bro.
Bloody good show.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not going to get into too much detail because you ain't watched it, but I know you'll enjoy it, Marlon. I know you will and Kel. I doubt Richard will watch it.
But why would I watch it?
I don't know.
I watched nothing.
You like watching alternative stuff at the moment. Like, that's your bag. Like, you like to come up and say, I've been watching this Swedish program, or I've been watching this East German program, and like, I just saw this on Netflix. That's your bag.
East Germany, there's no East Germany. You know
me. I know, but I was being facetious. But you know, like that, it's in his bag. That's his bag at the moment. But if you man can watch it, but you got to watch 2 episodes by next week, though. Episode one, episode two.
But
that's a long run.
We should be giving homework and come back.
The fridge, you know.
You have to go and sell the car in it and then come back with things, bro.
Yeah, that's a long
run. One question for that.
Yeah.
Is it on the app?
I'm assuming it must be.
Yeah, it'll be on the app.
It's Prime is one that I refuse to.
Yeah, Prime Video. Prime Video. It must be. I haven't checked on the app, but I'm assuming it would be on that. But you should know. It's your app.
I knew that was coming. I don't even know why I brought that up, bro.
It's your app, bro. I know you've been updating it.
Modern, don't say the app. Just say my app.
Like, the app, bro.
No, it's your app, bro.
Developed by myself and Wes.
It is. I think it was a good program though. Like John Wick type things going on, like in terms of like believability. Like, you know, sometimes John Wick's a little bit out there. Sometimes you're like, I don't know if that could happen. But actually, once you kind of get into it, it's all right.
And you know what it is? I feel like it's got more of a story than John Wick. Not to say that John Wick doesn't, no one really watches John Wick for the story anyway. It's like, just want to see going through action, and that's it. Obviously, John Wick's story has just started from revenge, isn't it? Ever since they killed his dog. And it's just got crazy after that. Whereas, actually, The Continental is obviously about how Winston gets control over it. And the guy that plays him, the young version, why does he sound exactly like Ian McShane as well, bro? Like, he smashed it. It done a good job.
No, it's good. It was good, man. And they've got a young Sharon. You know, obviously, Lance
Riddick. Yeah.
Young version of him on there. It's good. Were there any characters that were from John Wick in this? Like, in the same characters?
Not that I recognise, no.
No, okay. I was looking at, you see the... I'll talk to you about it another time. I'll talk to you afterwards. Because I think it happened too late in the show for it not to be a spoiler line for these men to start cussing me. All right, so yes, that is out. Expendables 4 is also out in the cinema. None of us have watched it yet. And I realise I don't think I've watched Expendables 2 or Expendables 3. So,
Nate, just stop it there. I'm never going to watch it. But
I ain't even watched it. One, brother.
That's a never.
Waste.
Never. But not even if it comes to Channel 5, I'm not watching it, bro.
It's... This one's got 50 in it. That's why I can't look like... But I think 50's been
enough. That's why no one's watching
worse.
It.
Even worse.
Nah, come on, 50's funny, bro. He's funny.
It isn't meant to be. That's the thing.
I mean, was he like a legendary superhero anyway?
No, but they stopped that after like the first one's all men. Is this the second one? Is the women, isn't it?
No.
Or is that the third one? They had one which was like a lot of the women. They started introducing some of the women.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of women.
I thought there's a few.
There's not like. I don't think there's like women in there to significantly notice that, oh my gosh, there's loads of women. There's still like a lot of guys. I think that's the problem that everyone's having with it, and it's like the premise kind of like the idea of it is like obviously you've got all these older 80s, 90s action stars, isn't it, basically. And now it's getting younger and younger and losing its magic there, isn't it, I think. I've always thought the idea was good, actually, getting everyone involved, but because surely you could do like, I look at John Wick, man. Do you know what I mean? It's simple.
But it's an ensemble film, isn't it? That's what I think it is. This is an ensemble film. It's not...
It's like, you've got all the ingredients to make this a great film, and it's like, come on, man. And the thing is, I'm surprised, like, even like with the previous ones, I'm surprised how many people came for it. Like, obviously, I wanted to see Jackie Chan in it. I think Chuck Norris was in it as well.
Yeah, Chuck Norris has been... I think he was in the first...
Oh, at least get Cynthia Rothrock in it. Like, that, yeah, man, that would have been... Or Michelle Yeoh as well. Like, do you know what I mean? You're going to get action stars, get all of them, man.
But it's literally these old actors that have washed up trying to get a quick payday in it, right? So
thank you.
It's not really for me. I'm not going to watch it because
that's the bottom line of it. That's the whole.
It's unapologetically like, we're the old action stars having fun, but the film's like, you know, when you like, if you see all those actors in one basket, thinking this is going to be probably one of the greatest films in history, it's like forgettable.
That's still Mr. Stallone write it. Because I know he likes to write and act in his own stuff.
Probably.
Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't touch Cannonball Run. And that's the main thing.
No, but I don't think it's supposed to. I don't think it's supposed to be taken seriously.
Cannonball Run is big. No, that's what I'm saying, but that's
got ultimate actors, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that was like having everyone, well, not everyone at the peak, but everyone who was like still doing really good stuff, but everyone in this one is just old and I don't know.
And the thing with Oppenheimer as well, like it's all like star-studded actors, or am I getting that wrong?
Oppenheimer does have a lot of actors in. I think
there's people that wanted to just that beg to get into it just for the smallest part, just to be in it.
The thing is, you say, but they whatever, like whatever small part they play, they own that. They own the scene.
Oh yeah, don't yeah.
They smashed it.
Just yeah.
Right. Is there anything else people are watching?
Hey, do you know what? Yeah, there's an animation that I watch. I don't know what made me watch it. It's called Kengan Ashura.
Yes, me and Murph spoke about this years ago, bro.
Listen, bro. if you want violence within 24 minutes, bro, it gives you the ultimate violence, no problem.
Listen, yeah, go on.
I don't know what made me watch it. I think I must have pressed it one time and I was just sitting there. I was thinking about something else. And I was just
I knew he was going to say it as well, you know. I had a feeling that I was going to count him out. When he said animation, I knew it was coming.
Honestly, I watched it. I was just like, okay, what's this about? And I thought, 24 minutes. I thought, what can you give me in 24 minutes? It gave me too much. I'm on season two. Like, I've got one more season to go. But honestly, it's just sheer violence. Sheer violence. And you know what you want in an animation, right?
Yeah.
You don't really want too much of a storyline. It gives you something, but everyone is just up for beef in it. Everyone just wants the beef. I've got the ultimate powers. Let's have it. I want you in the toilet, pools. I want you anywhere, on a ship, anywhere. Let's go for it.
You know what I love about it? I love the philosophy that they talk about fighting as well. It's like they'll just explain, like they're just going through a whole monologue of just explaining, like if I was to punch you in your heart or this and that will happen.
But Baki did that as well.
That's what I'm saying. You need to watch Baki. If you like that, you need to watch Baki.
Yeah, you like Baki as well. You definitely
I Googled it and someone's referenced it to Baki. So, and I know Baki's on Netflix as well. So I will watch that next.
Yeah, you got a lot.
No, but yeah, honestly, I just loved it. I just myself, and you know the guy's manager, man's always shook. Why is he always shook? He thinks, oh my god, he's not gonna make it. He's gonna die.
There's always one. There's always you always get the
master.
No, but yeah, like I said, everyone's got their little backstory and how they became what they are now for a particular reason. So. It's like, again, 24 minutes, it gives me so much intake. So much intake, and it gets me so charged. I mean, what
you watch your sim?
No.
It's too much, isn't it?
He saw it, he looked at me. I think I got to knock out. It's a lot of blood, isn't it? And the one there looks scary. But yeah, but I love
the thing is the drawing style is probably weird, isn't it? As well, it's like
I love it because
it's weird, but it's like it works.
Yeah, and the thing is, and you can tell they're talking in their head, right? Not moving their mouth, they're just talking. And you're thinking, what? Who's he talking to? No, he's actually talking to himself. Like, but he's just talking out loud. It's sick. Definitely. One for everyone to watch. Obviously, I know Kel and whoever watched it, but yeah, I love it. Is there a fourth season coming out?
I don't know.
Baki's finished though.
I won't watch. How was it?
I was pissed by the ending, you know, man.
It was a bit wet. It was a bit dry.
This is what I don't understand. How can you make an animation ending poor? It should be against the law, isn't it?
Baki's more story based.
It's anything. Look, sometimes you always have a good idea and you have a good kind of start and middle. And that's what with most books, with films, everything. But no one knows how to end it. No one knows how to end it instinctively. You either just cut it at a point and leave it as an end, but then you'll have people that are upset about it. Or you try to tie up a good ending. And by trying to do that, you usually ruin the essence of whatever you're doing, whether it's a book, whether it's a film. I mean, look at even you go back to stuff like Game of Thrones. The thing that we're all upset with was the ending. Because they didn't do it properly.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? They should have just almost killed White, which, well, whatever, we can't go back into that. But any kind of film or book, they usually have a storyline and they're just not sure how to close.
Yeah.
I almost feel like that should be a job in yourself. Like, you just advertise your services as a man that just ends the
What happens is, I think, when they don't expect it to be such a hit.
Yeah.
It's pressure. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, yeah. People really like this. Okay, we've got to keep writing, guys. We've got to keep writing. Come on, think of ideas. And then, yeah.
I guess it's always useful to have a beginning and end even before you start writing. Like, you have to know what your end's going to be.
Yeah. But you could end it. You can end it, and then all of a sudden you get bare likes, and all of a sudden they're barling for a series two or a series three, and you weren't ready for that.
That's the thing, you know. That's the thing. It's like, that's what happened to Dragon Ball, Rich.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they killed Goku off, people like, and obviously Gohan starts to take over. People are like, no, no, like proper that depressed in it. Like, you can't kill a main character. So it's obviously they brought both Goku back to life like 100 times.
Yeah,
he's still alive, bro.
Anything is possible. Yeah, nice. Well, I don't really watch animation that much. Anything
you know, you know, yeah, the missus was watching War of the Worlds. It's on Disney. It's on Disney Plus.
The old school film War of the Worlds.
Nah, it's a series. It's got like three seasons, you know, and it's European, like it's English and French.
Was it?
Yeah, like I haven't really watched it, but she was watching it today. She was telling me about it. It looks interesting. And because it's a British TV show and French, I might try and support the cause.
Mankind is all but wiped out by aliens. A group of survivors struggle to survive. Okay.
It's similar to Invasions, apparently.
Okay, there's three seasons. It came out 2019 to 2022.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a fourth season. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I won't watch it. I don't really, like, I can't, like, horrors and aliens and all that stuff. It's not horror, it's aliens.
But I don't know why, it's random. But do you guys remember a show that was called Falling Sky? Like, it had the bear from ER. Guy from ER in it. Like, these aliens. Yeah. So it just reminded me of, like, War of the Worlds. It was kind of massive. Skies. But...
Falling Skies.
Falling Skies or Falling Sky?
What did I say?
Sky.
Yeah, Falling Skies, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Falling Skies, yeah.
It's so massive. Doctor from ER, do you remember?
Yeah. I remember him.
But I did like the aliens in it. Well, I remember it now. I didn't like the way the aliens were. It looked too fake. But it had quite a few seasons, though, right?
Yeah. It was good, though.
I did like the look of the aliens.
We're so, like, bougie. Oh.
I know.
I didn't like the look of the aliens.
Okay, I'd be pissed if he was born in the 60s.
I've started watching the final season of Sex Education.
Is that out? Yeah.
Yeah, it came out. I've only watched the first episode. It's funny.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll get on that.
But by next week, I'd have finished all of it, to be honest. So yeah. Anything else that people should be watching?
Married at First Sight.
If you're gonna go talk about Married at First Sight, you might as well talk about My Mum, Your Dad, or whatever the program's called. Everyone's getting mad about that.
Now, do you know what? I started watching it, then I dropped off.
Okay.
It was good when I started watching it, but I was just like, after My Man got kicked out.
Married at First Sight, I can't ever get to it, man. Like, I don't know. Them kind of reality programs, I just can't do.
Nah, do you know what? Don't let me tell you, I'm watching it this one because there's someone I know, like, not someone that I know in it, but someone I know, friends in it. And it's like, that's the only reason why I'm kind of paying attention to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else that anyone's been watching or no one really been watching it, nothing at the moment?
No, that's it, bro. That's it, really.
Obviously, I just need to know when Invincible's back. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, no. What's the changing link? That's about it.
Yeah.
Marlon, what did you say? When what's back?
Invincible.
Invincible.
Oh, do you know what? I think they put a promo on it on their Instagram. For the Invincible, but
you know when you open up Google on your phone and there's the main story.
Mm.
It was Invincible the other day, but it changed to some bullshit, and I didn't.
3rd of November. 3rd of November.
This year.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. November 2024. Okay. All right. Cool.
I think that they did a post on the 30th of September that says 50 days. So from then it was 50 days. So it should be out on 3rd of November. Should be good.
Cannot wait. Cannot. Gonna binge that. Well, you can't binge it, can you? It came out weekly.
Well, they've done three episodes. And it was weekly. That's what they done last time.
But I think that's probably just to introduce us to the characters, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what the boys do that as well. Every season is three episodes.
Yeah, most Amazon series do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Mandem, it's episode 206. Rate, comment, subscribe, share, like. I don't know, do things with the algorithm and that. You get me?
Get me. All of that. Share, man. Share. Telephone.
Yeah. Again, happy birthday, Merv. Welcome home, Marlon. Peace.
Love.
Love.